Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, even as we gather here this morning, many people around the world are suffering of real starvation. In the developing world, about 1 out of 10 children is considered severely underweight from a medical perspective. And it's estimated that malnutrition will lead to the deaths of more than 10,000 children under age 5 today alone. Meanwhile, throughout the world, even more people are being affected by another kind of famine. About 180 million people do not yet have the Bible translated into their language, and billions more live in places where the Bible might have been translated into their language, but where access to the Bible is severely restricted by their government. And in those places, there is a famine, not for food, but for the Word of God. In this morning's gospel reading, our Lord shows us that he cares about both of these kinds of hunger. He cares about both hunger for food and hunger for God's Word. At the time of our gospel reading, so many people had been coming to Jesus that he and his disciples were having difficulty even finding time to eat. And so Jesus said to his disciples, "Come away to a desolate place and rest a while." So they got in a boat and set out across a lake to get away to a place where they could be alone. Or at least that was the idea. Turns out the people had seen which direction they were going and had set out for the same place on foot. Along the way, they were joined by more people. So when Jesus and his disciples reached their destination, the quiet place that they had set out for to rest a while, they were welcomed by a huge crowd already there waiting for him. So, what was Jesus' reaction when he saw all the people? Mark writes, "When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd." As tired and hungry as he himself might have been, Jesus saw the people's needs, and he wanted to provide for them. He saw them looking like lost sheep, and so he proceeded to be their good shepherd. Moved with compassion, Jesus proceeded to show his compassion in two ways that day: by feeding the people spiritually with his word, and by feeding them physically with a miraculous provision of bread and fish. The first thing that Mark tells us Jesus did that day is teach the people. Mark writes, "He began to teach them many things." Now, one of a shepherd's most important responsibilities is the feeding of the sheep. And Jesus knew very well that, as we read in Deuteronomy, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord." And so that day by the lake, Jesus made it his first priority to feed the people with his word. At the same time, we have a Lord who cares not only for our spiritual needs, but also for our bodily needs. The one who gave us both body and soul continues to care for us in both body and soul. And so, after feeding the people's hungry souls with his word, Jesus also made provision for their bodily hunger, as he gave them that day their daily bread. From just 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish, Jesus miraculously fed the whole crowd, multiplying the loaves and fish to feed the more than 5,000 people who were there, a great crowd that included 5,000 men in addition to all the women and children. Jesus provided so abundantly for them, in fact, that we're told that there were 12 basketfuls left when everyone had finished eating that day. Our Lord showed that day that he cares for people in terms of both their spiritual needs and their material needs, And he has been showing that same kind of compassion and care ever since that day. To provide for our bodily needs, our gracious God provides seed to be sown, rain to water the seed, workers to harvest the crops. And in this way, he does give us each day our daily bread. In a similar way, the homes that we live in, the medicine that helps us, all that we have to support this body and life, all of it comes from the Lord. As we read in James chapter 1, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. And of all those good gifts that he does give us, none of them is more perfect than the word which he gives us to feed our souls. Much like Jesus taught the people by the lake that day, he continues to teach us through the living and active words that he gives us in Holy Scripture. He gives us his word to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest. He gives us his word to hear read and preached and taught and sung. He attaches his word of promise to the water of baptism to wash us clean of our sins. And he attaches this word of promise to the bread and wine of communion to nourish our souls with his own body and blood given and shed for us for the forgiveness of sins. Just like that day by the lake, the Lord gives all of this freely, and he gives abundantly. As we heard in our gospel reading, that day Jesus provided even more bread and fish than the people needed, with 12 baskets full left over. And so also today, the Lord provides for us in abundance, giving not only enough to meet all our real needs, but also enough to share with those around us. That is, in fact, an important part of God's plan for how he goes about feeding the hungry today, as he works through us, his people, to feed the people around us in both body and soul. He provides enough food that there is no need for anyone to grow hungry, and he calls us to love our neighbors by freely giving to those in need, just as we have freely received from our gracious God. He gives us his words of eternal life and calls us then to also share those words with the world, sharing those words with the world for the life of the world. Jesus taught us to pray not only for ourselves, but also for others when we say, "Give us this day our daily bread." And part of how God answers that prayer is through us, by giving us such an abundance of daily bread that we can then distribute a portion of it to others, very much like Jesus' disciples distributed the bread and the fish to the 5,000 plus that day by the lake. In the same way, Jesus taught us to pray not only for ourselves, but also for others, when we pray, "Thy kingdom come." And part of how God answers that prayer is once again through us, by sending his word to us so that we can then share that word with others, and by doing that, bring God's kingdom of grace to them. In these ways, God graciously gives us the privilege of helping to share his love with the world by bringing his gifts to the world, nourishing them in both body and soul. But again, as with every good gift, we need to remember that it is always the Lord himself who is the true giver behind these gifts. He is the one who continues to give the rain and the seed and the sowers and the bakers that produce our daily bread, just as he is the one who gives us the ability and the opportunities that we are given to share our daily bread. And he is the one who poured his word into our hearts, who brings his gospel to our ears, and who places the scriptures in our hands, just as, along with those, he also gives us opportunities to share the comfort and encouragement of those words with others. Again, even as he works through us God is the real giver behind every good gift. And he is, in fact, so dedicated to providing these good gifts for all our needs of body and soul that he gave his own life to ensure that we can receive these gifts from him. As our Lord suffered on the cross in both body and soul, in order to redeem us in both body and soul, so that we can be fed with the bread of life and ultimately live with the Lord forever in both body and soul. Through Christ's blood-bought gifts of the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. As we heard earlier, Mark tells us that that day by the lake, Jesus had compassion on the people because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And so that day, he fed them as their good shepherd, as he had them sit down on the green pastures beside the still waters. He prepared a feast for them, and he restored their souls. But his greatest work that he would do for them as their shepherd, the greatest work that he does for us as our shepherd, would come later, when he, as our good shepherd, would lay down his life for the sheep. And it's because he has done that for us that we now know that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, ultimately in both body and soul. For by God's grace, and because of our Lord's great compassion, we know that we will never be without a home, we will never be unfed, we will never be uncared for, and we will never be unloved. Because we know that because of his compassion, we will never be without a shepherd. For all of this, may all glory, honor, and praise be to Christ Jesus, our Savior, the shepherd and overseer of our bodies and souls, now and forevermore. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.